This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes, and I know it's rare, but sometimes various threads in the news come together in interesting ways. And today, as you might have guessed, is one of those days. Last night, U.S. time, we got a new report on climate change, and it is bleak. Very bleak. A group called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, thousands of climate scientists basically, say the Earth's temperature has risen 1 degree Celsius, about 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit if you do the conversion, since the Industrial Revolution. And if we can't keep that global warming below about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit, oceans could rise an extra 4 inches, grain yields and available drinking water would plummet. It would be bad, as I said. It would also be, the group says, expensive, $8 to $15 trillion. Well, good thing then, and here's the other thread, that the Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded this morning to a guy who has spent his life marrying up environmental science and economics. William Nordhaus of Yale is his name. So, in his honor, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going with this what if. What if, ceteris paribus, that is, all other things being equal, what if we could see climate change and its solutions in economic terms?
Say you're at a dance of PhDs, and you force all the earth scientists on one wall to dance with all the economists on the other. That's what William Nordhaus has done. He asks, how does economic growth affect pollution and vice versa? USC economist Matthew Kahn.
Growth causes greater greenhouse gas emissions, but greater greenhouse gas emissions in turn lower economic growth.
For instance, climate change lowers crop yields and raises air conditioning bills. Nordhaus made models for policymakers to find the best approach to climate and economic growth.
Not because we're environmentalists, but to continue economic growth and the overall improvement in our overall standard of life.
In Bill Nordhaus's world, the optimal answer is a fee or a tax on polluters based on the damage they do. This is largely accepted in climate talks. So he changed the debate. To economist Michael Greenstone at the University of Chicago, it's now less about right and wrong and more about math.
Without Bill's incredible work, climate change really could have become very firmly a moral issue instead of an issue that reflects trade-offs. And the problem with moral issues is that my morals aren't your morals.
But like any good academic, Nordhaus gets into fights. He thinks the world can handle a 5 degree Fahrenheit rise, which is much higher than many others. Economist Noah Kaufman at Columbia explains that's because Nordhaus assumes something about future generations.
People today don't care very much about what happens 100 years from now. And I think that's where there's a big disconnect between Nordhaus's model and the way that a lot of people who work on climate change see the issue.
This gets in the weeds of, quote, discounting the future, but it means a climate debate on an economist's terms. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.